Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Sedgwick County Commissioner Mike O'Donnell is scheduled to appear in federal court in Wichita this afternoon to answer charges of wire fraud, bank fraud, and money laundering. O'Donnell's lawyer has reportedly said his client will be attending the regular weekly county commission meeting this morning. An attorney representing the grandparents of 2-year-old Anthony Bunn, who died Friday after suffering severe injuries, is charging that the Kansas Department of Children and Families was aware the child was being abused.
The boy's mother, 22-year-old Elizabeth Woolheater, and her boyfriend, 25-year-old Lucas Deal, are being held in the Sedgwick County Jail on suspicion of murder and endangering a child. The Wichita Eagle reports Shayla Johnson said in a court document the grandparents previously cared for Anthony and the state agency didn't follow proper procedures to find permanent placement for him. The agency confirmed Monday that it helped investigate child abuse involving Anthony in October 2017 and was in the process of reviewing his policies to prevent future tragedies. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A local group made up of police, firefighters, and business leaders is looking to get people to vote on a 0.25% sales tax on the November ballot. Now, they say as the population increases, so have crime rates, and there's been a decrease in police and firefighter positions. KSN News spoke with Jason Van Sickle of the Wichita Downtown Neighborhood Alliance.
And last year, the number was 38 people died in this city at the hands of someone else. That doesn't take into consideration attempted homicides. But this year, we're on pace for one a week.
The group says the 0.25% sales tax increase would raise about $20 million for more police and fire manpower resources. The coalition is working on putting together a detailed proposal over the next 30 days so that they can present it to the city council. The goal is to have residents vote on this in November.
Four states held primary elections yesterday. An Indiana House race hit close to home for Vice President Mike Pence.
The winner of a Republican primary for a House seat in Indiana has a special connection to the Vice President. He's his older brother. Greg Pence, a wealthy businessman, toppled his Republican challengers for the seat his younger brother held for over a decade, despite criticism from his opponents that he dodged debates and relied on name recognition. The Vice President tweeting his brother is making Hoosiers and the Pence family proud, and good luck in November. Greg Pence is favored to win the contest against newspaper publisher Democrat Jeanine Lee Lake in a district President Trump carried by more than 40 points in 2016. Sean Langell, Fox News.
President Trump is expected to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in a few weeks, and his new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is working toward that historic meeting. Fox's Rich Edson reports from the State Department.
The Secretary of State arrived to begin meetings with North Korean government officials to set the conditions for a summit between President Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. North Korea is also holding three American citizens, and now South Korea's Yonhap News Agency, citing a South Korean presidential official, reports North Korea is expected to release those Americans as a goodwill gesture. The State Department refuses to comment. Secretary Pompeo says he's unsure who he will even meet in North Korea. When he last traveled to Pyongyang Easter weekend, he spoke directly with Kim Jong-un. The secretary says on this visit, he hopes to pin down the location, duration, and exact venue of the summit.
The Washington Post is reporting that Secretary Pompeo could be returning with those three Korean Americans currently held by North Korea.
Remember when a major pizza chain had the 30-minute delivery guarantee? Well, in the United Kingdom, it's the cocaine dealers making that promise.
Ooh. It seems that in England and Scotland, if you order pizza and cocaine at the same time, the illegal drugs will reach your doorstep faster. That according to a major global drug survey, which finds that many cocaine users surveyed say they can get the drug delivered within half an hour. Similar delivery speeds were found in other countries where drug users were surveyed. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's starting to look like the very chilly weather we had in the month of April is balancing itself out in May, with temperatures feeling more like what it would be in the summertime. In fact, we'll likely be in the low 80s by around noontime, 91 later on this afternoon. A shower or thunderstorm possible overnight, down to 65, breezy and 89 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 57 degrees. Stephen Head of the Morning on KNSS at 7:36. The Mormon Church will completely sever ties with the Boy Scouts of America at the end of next year. The religion will move its remaining boys into its own scouting-type program. The announcement Tuesday night by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and Boy Scouts marks an end to close relationship that lasted more than a century, built on their shared values. The exit by Mormon leaders comes after Boy Scouts decided in 2015 to allow gay troop leaders and announced last year it would allow girls in the ranks. The Boy Scouts last week said it will change its name next year to Scouts BSA. The religion has long been the biggest sponsor of Boy Scout troops in the United States. 7:36, Steve and Ted. Right now we've got our Fox News commentator Todd Starnes is live with us this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Yeah, this is sort of a bombshell, this news coming out of the Mormon Church. I mean, we're talking about more than 400,000 boys that are about to be yanked out of scouting.
I know. What does it mean to be a boy anymore? Does it mean anything at all? I was in scouts. I was raised by a dad. I'm one of four boys raised by a dad who said men and boys behave a certain way. I don't know. It seems kind of ridiculous to me right now, Todd.
Well, it does. And I know a lot of people, you know, looked at me with derision several years ago when I predicted that, you know, we were moving towards a time where there would be this war on manhood and what it means to be a man in America, that there would be a push towards a more gender-neutral society. And of course, in the past year or so, we've seen this this idea develop on university campuses that there's such a thing as toxic masculinity, and they're actually teaching this stuff in our schools these days. So it's a troubling thing, and I know it might be surprising to a lot of folks. It's not all that surprising to me because I've been, you know, looking at the data and where we are going as a culture. But I think there is something to that, this idea that little boys who want to run around and they want to, you know, roughhouse, and they want to build campfires, and they want to, you know, maybe they have a pocket knife, almost as if there's something wrong with that and they have to medicate that.
Yeah, and I can't speak for little girls because I never was one of those, but some of those, it seems to be, some of those instincts were in me when I was growing up to want to do those things. You know,
well, the issue here is that little boys and little girls are very different, and little boys need to be with boys, and teenage boys need boy time, and the girls need girl time, and they need that time because there is a difference. And I know that society is trying to tell us there's no difference anymore, that we're all this, you know. As a matter of fact, gender fluidity is the term they're using, and gender fluidity means there's really no such thing as a boy and there's no such thing as a girl. You're just somewhere on a spectrum. And of course that's ludicrous, but that's what they're teaching now in this evolution. I call it the sex and gender revolutionaries, and this war is actually being waged within the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And Steve, I grew up in, you know, I was a Cub Scout, and when you look at what happened back in 2013, the Supreme Court had the Boy Scouts back. But once the Boy Scouts began to capitulate in 2013, when they first allowed gay scouts, we knew what was going to happen. Then they allowed gay leaders. They said it wasn't going to happen, but it did. But they said, we're going to draw the line at transgender scouts. Well, guess what? They allowed transgender scouts. Then they said they're going to draw the line there. Then they allowed girls. And now they've changed their name.
Well, let's be clear on something, Todd, because I think you agree with me on this, that we are not talking about opportunities for boys and girls as far as education and employment and all of that. It seems like that equality has been taken on maybe a step or two too far. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, absolutely. And I've always felt, you know, best person for the job.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to organizations like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, and look, I'm not a big fan of the Girl Scouts. They've really become a political organization, but I feel bad for them because the Boy Scouts want to take away the girls from the Girl Scouts. And again, I think at the end of the day, this hurts little boys and it hurts little girls. I've become a big supporter of Trail Life USA, which is a faith-based scouting program, and American Heritage Girls. And since they've started, I think more than 35,000 troops now in the Trail Life USA organization. So, look, the Boy Scouts are going to be hurting. I mean, we're talking about they're about to lose 20% of their boys. That doesn't include the 10% drop they've already suffered as a result of capitulating on their beliefs.
All right. You know what the Boy Scouts say, be prepared. And it sounds like you were prepared for this, Todd. Hey, thanks for being with us, as always, Fox News commentators.
Thanks, Steve.
Todd Starnes with us this morning, Steve and 10 in the morning. It's 7:41. And coming up, we've got Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. And he's going to talk about more air service for Wichita, but we want to contest it now. Somebody wants to go to the James Taylor concert. We have two more VIP tickets this morning. We are in row 3. We've got these VIP tickets, the first 5 rows all this week. We're in row 3 this morning. If you'd like to go, call us now at 869-1330. You're going to be on the air with Steve and Ted. We're going to talk with you about going to this great big concert and your opportunity to sit in the 3rd row. Call us now, 869-1330. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Someone's on. There you
were. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.